everybody. I'm Tim, and welcome to Cigars Daily Live, coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona. Tonight, we have got a gangbusters episode for you. If this is your first time joining us on the show, I've got to tell you how this thing works. My name is Tim, and I'm the host of this shebang right here. But all of you watching at home, you are the co-host. Your comments and questions will drive this episode into a fiery barn that's been lit on fire after a rave. Truthfully, that's typically what we do every single week. But tonight, it's very special because we have officially begun the countdown. There's a thing in there. No, you don't. You're looking for it. Yeah, you can't find it, can you?
I cannot.
Gosh, this is just like sometimes I upload them and they go, and sometimes they don't. We were just having such a good time. All right, just one second. The wheel's going to spin. Gosh, there's just so much. Okay. The countdown to the cigar event of the year. All right, so HabanoCon is on its way, everybody. There is so much to talk about, so much that's going on. You guys can learn more about this, of course, on the community on Cigars Daily Plus. This is where we're going to be going for the after party of this episode a little bit later on. But of course, all the details are there for this event. It's a ticketed event. And of course, it's going to be a huge blast. Willie Herrera is going to be there. And your guy's favorite, Oliva Nick, will be there. But he's also here tonight. And not just here in this picture.
I thought that was the situation. From
Jersey Shore.
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay.
And I do want to tell you guys, I did Photoshop this picture to make Nick look better in it. But he does look, after I Photoshopped it, I got to say, he looks kind of buff. All right. I'm going to tell you guys more about all that. You can learn more about HabanoCon. It's coming up 420 and all that's going on. All right. Lots to talk about tonight. But of course, helping me run this episode behind the camera is Billy the Kid and El Rey del Torrent.
Oh, what's good, y'all? What's good?
What's going on, guys? All right. We're going to start by taking some of your comments, but if you're new to the show, I got to warn you up front. We make fun of everybody. This is like your local cigar lounge online. Like, we just hang out together, bust each other's chops. And I usually make ridiculous voices. If that offends you, you should make a voice too. You can make a voice at home. I won't hear it and I won't care, but you can do it. All right. did I intro you guys? Yeah, I intro you both. Okay. Now, welcoming to the show, for the 100th appearance, the president of the cigar industry in North America, the senior vice president of Oliva Cigars, Nick Oliva Zaglifa.
What's going on? Every time I come on this show, my title gets better and better. And one day I'm going to be like the president.
You're going to be the president of the world. The president of the world. Cigar heaven. All right. Cigar, just you got to make sure you get right up to the mic.
Hopefully not cigar heaven.
This is like, you think about the mic like
no, the first I'm not girl. Think about it like that.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
Nope.
But just have that image in your mind while we, good. You guys can put comments down below for me or for Nick. So you guys know what Nick does. When I first met Nick.
Back in the day.
Long time ago.
Nick was a lowly cigar rep, a Southwest Territory representative, telling the fine cigar shops about Oliva cigars.
Tales of woe.
The first time I ever ordered cigars from a cigar maker, it was from Nick, who I don't want to say took me for every penny that I had.
Almost every penny.
It was more than every penny I had.
We did pretty good. It was a big order.
Anyway,
it was a big order.
I learned a lot after that.
Yes.
And
never
now,
trust a cigar salesman, hopefully.
That's right. Yes. Nick has now stepped over the many corpses of those that have challenged him to achieve the position of
National sales manager. I'm not all that right. special. No wow. vice presidents. No, I'm yeah, still yeah. not corporate yet.
Okay.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I know. Crazy, right?
So you're just kind of hanging out there in the wind, hoping you don't get chopped off.
I could still say bad things and not get in trouble.
HR
doesn't really know I exist. That kind of thing. It's kind of nice.
All right. So you can drop your comments down for him. And it's been cool to watch Nick. If you guys have followed the channel for a while, you've seen Nick get, you know, salesman of the year for Oliva several years running. And then now they promoted him so that he couldn't keep doing that. Yes. And now he oversees a guy in Arizona who's crushing it. Steve.
Yes, he's doing very well.
A great guy.
He's rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year. Oh, wow. All right. Of course, I want to get to your guys' comments up front. We are talking about Oliva cigars, and you can learn more about these cigars, a massive collection, and really the value of Oliva, which I got to say, can't understate the value of Oliva cigars.
Agreed.
Check them out on the community, on Cigars Daily Plus. Don't miss out on that, especially as the show airs here. Let's get some comments from the fine people.
Yeah. I would argue, though, bang for the buck, dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar.
I think we probably, as far as like major brands, I think we have probably one of the best lineups for the best dollar points, if that makes sense.
What is the slogan that you always, that you're sloughing when we come here? It's like the best cigars for the best.
Yeah, I always say something. Best cigars for the best prices.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good. Best cigars for the best prices. Yeah, sure. Yeah. We'll go with that.
Yeah. All right.
It'll come to me eventually.
Let's get some comments from the fine people at home. Here we go. This one's from Ralphie. Does Oliva have a cigar with a Mexican San Andreas wrapper?
I'm in danger.
I'm in danger. That's a good. Thank you, Ralphie.
That's a good question.
Do you do
yes?
A you do
yes. The V Maduro,
the Siri V Maduro.
Siri V Maduro is Mexican San Andreas. The Melanio Maduro is Mexican San Andreas.
Melanio Maduro.
And I could be wrong, and I've been wrong one other time in my
life.
You're
not going to say Master Blends 3.
No, that's a Connecticut broadleaf. The Nub Maduro, I think, I could be wrong, and forgive me, guys. My brain is not working like it normally does, but I think that as a Mexican.
How well does your brain normally work?
Better than it does right now. Trust me. I promise. Significantly better than it has been. But yeah, I think the Nub is a
San Andreas
also.
So I got to say, of all the Maduros in your catalog and almost all the Maduros that are out there, the Oliva Siri V Maduro just crushes it.
Yeah.
That cigar is so for
it's a fantastic cigar
and like highlights some of the best of what a dark San Andreas wrapper should be. It's peppery. It's got a little bit of spice, but definitely has this really nice like cinnamon note in it. Absolutely great cigar. One of my favorite Maduros. Go back to that one all the time.
Yep.
All right, let's keep going. I want another comment coming down here. This one is from, Colin M. Is that a Year of the Dragon lighter that Nick has?
What's a Year of the Dragon lighter?
Are you aware?
So many Year of the Dragon things. What's funny is,
do you know about Oliva's Year of the Dragon?
Hold on, let me tell the story. I got to brag, and this is a great story, and I'm gonna get made fun of by the Oliva guys. But we're in Nicaragua, and I got to boast about a league of not doing a Year of the Dragon. And then all of a sudden, we're in our box factory, and there's a box that's red that has a dragon on it. I'm like, guys, really? So then I found out it's just for the Europe or the the Asian market. So we will never see an Oliva Year of the Dragon in America.
Are you sure?
100%. From what I've been told.
Are you sure?
Are you serious?
I'm going to order it just because he said that.
Because could we smoke one together on the show?
Absolutely.
So it's supposedly Asian market only. That's what I was told. That in America, we will never see.
All right, hold on a second.
But can we please smoke one together? I don't even know what size or any. What's fascinating about it is, and again, these decisions get paid made
figurino
way above my pay grade. No, it looked huge. It was like an 8x.
Oh yeah, I would love one.
So you do have a Year of the Dragon, okay? I wish I could.
Lawsuits. People are actually actively being sued now.
Yes,
for using the word dragon in a cigar. What a world we live in.
What a world. Okay.
But the cigar industry is not like this. That's what I don't understand. Or maybe it isn't,
dude.
Not big enough.
Joe Rogan has a guy that Googles all his stuff for him, but
You should get that guy.
Jamie, he's Jamie. He finds it. Okay, where is it here? You're the dragon. You're the dragon. You're the dragon. You're the dragon.
Okay, so I did see this. I did see this. We make it for them. Yes.
Okay. We're making that for them. Year of the Dragon, June 2024, but it's going to be a Gurkha cigar.
So it's a Gurkha. It's a Gurkha made by Oliva.
Made by Oliva.
So one thing I've noticed, and if people kind of look from the outside in, you'll see this, and you've probably noticed this because we're working on a project together, is Oliva has been making a lot of cigars for other people recently. In my first probably 7-8 years of being with Oliva, we didn't really do that. We made Olivas. Now, if you notice, sorry guys, my voice is going, but now you'll notice we make cigars for Gurkha, and we'll make cigars for a lot of other manufacturers. Sometimes we make cigars where where other manufacturers will hand them to me and say, try this and tell me what you think. And I'll smoke it. And I'm like, it's a pretty good cigar. And it's an Oliva. And I have no idea. So these decisions are made way above my pay grade. So
Several levels above. All right. I want to get some more comments. So keep dropping your cigar comments and questions down below. We're going to get to them.
But you never answered. Is that a Year of the Dragon lighter you have?
It is not a Year of the
Dragon
lighter.
No, I apologize. It is not a Year of the Dragon lighter. I apologize.
Every question is going to be fine.
Here, can you see? Yeah, sorry.
It's just an Oliva.
It's just an Oliva thin lighter. It actually comes in our advent calendars.
Yeah, these things are awesome.
They're fantastic.
Single flame torch. Okay. There we go. All about the Year of the Dragon.
That was a very long, detailed
voice to say. No.
All right. Terrence is half Pippi Longstocking tonight.
And I only have one hair tie.
Meanwhile, that guy just signed off. He's already in bed. He's like, this guy.
I don't have it. Tony Bruno. Terrence. Hair up or down, man? Pick one.
Never.
You only had one hair tie?
Yeah.
And that was what you came up with?
I didn't want to put it in the back.
You didn't want to do Troll Doll.
Nope, I was just going to do one side only.
What's the line, T? Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Is that how that goes? That's how that goes. Yeah, Bruno.
I got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. I'm hip. I'm cool. Yeah, look at me.
I'm not sus. Yeah. Right?
What?
Not a sussy baka?
Sus.
Dude, I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. I have no idea.
My son's 11, so he says all that crap.
My kid came home the other day and he did something with his hands. What's a yeet?
That's what he did.
He just did that. That's my little son. I'm like, what did you just do? Yeah, I don't.
Yeet's been around for 10 years now, Nick. Come on, man.
It's old school.
I'm the oldest young guy.
I thought yeeting was when you threw something.
Okay, so it has a delineation. Thank you, it started off as a dance, and then people were just saying yeet, like get away from me, and then you throw something, you go yeet.
But
it started off as a dance. Okay. The thing that I did off camera.
Okay, that's
could you hang out with me and my son and translate like the cool so I can look like a cool dad because I'm really doing bad at the
Would
cool
you want
dad
me to be
thing.
Your slang interpreter, Nick?
Please, do you mind? I mean, is that a thing? Like, you need someone to Google your stuff. I want a slang interpreter.
It is. I learn the words and use them around my kids so that they won't use them. And if I use them, they'll stop.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a dead stop to it. The second I do it,
it's not cool anymore. Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and get some more comments. I've seen some good ones. This one's from Whiskey Bar. I never tried an Oliva.
I'm a sucker
for Drew Estate. What would be a good recommendation to get into them? I typically smoke Ratzillas and T-52s.
It's very hard to stay serious.
To take it seriously? Yeah. You got to try it. Yep.
So first of all, Whiskey Bar. I'm a sucker for Drew Estate too, and T52 happens to be one of my favorite cigars. So I will tell you, I would say Oliva V definitely, V Maduro. So yep. The reason I say V Maduro is I like the number 9 better than the 52.
Oh. Do you really?
Yes, I do.
I used to.
You don't anymore?
Not so much. More now the 52? T52 now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I would say V and V Maduro. Definitely try those. And then Melanio. Truthfully, in my opinion, you can never go wrong with a Melanio.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an unbelievably good, medium-bodied, balanced, just, in my opinion, perfection.
It'll crush
you. That's my opinion. So if you've never tried Oliva, you're actually my favorite kind of person.
And if you, by the way, if you're a huge fan of Drew Estate,
huge.
And you want
huge,
you want to get into Oliva, the place to do that is at HabanoCon. So we're going to be coming up 420 this month. We're hanging out a huge mega herf at the Cigars Daily HQ. You can learn way more about this on the community on Cigars Daily Plus. All right. Ticketed event. And there's going to be catered in food. Oliva Nick is going to be there
all day long.
Billy's going to be there. Terrence will be there. I'll be there. Ryan Destroyer of Liga Privadas will be there. And Drew Estate's own Willie Herrera, their blender, who's blending everything that they're putting out through 2025 right now. They're like in that process right now.
And if you haven't met Willie, he's an unbelievably awesome, awesome guy. I met him at El Titan de Bronze when I first started 12 years ago before he started with Drew. And I'm telling you, he's a gentleman and one of the best guys in this industry. So if you guys I encourage everybody to check out the website.
He's also a large man.
He's a very, very large man. So that's why I'm being so nice, is because I'm a very little guy now. And yeah. He's like 6'8".
A gentle giant.
Yes.
When we say large, we don't mean like a big fat guy. Like he's ripped and buff,
yes,
and tall.
And like 9 feet tall.
Yeah. All right. He's like Nicaraguan.
And he's Latin, so I got to leave my wife at home. I can't bring her around. You know, this is typically no big deal. We're not going to get into all the Willy Herrera stuff. Sure.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. She's just got to stay home.
Okay? Stay home. Yeah, stay home. Leave your wives at home.
Leave your wives at home. Smoke cigars with me.
All right, go for it. Let's get the next comment.
All the wives at home are Googling, who's Willy Herrera?
Willy Herrera.
Willy Herrera. Yeah.
Their husband's watching the show, and they're in the background on Instagram like, Willy Herrera.
They see him taller than the tobacco plants. They're like, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What a dreamboat, this Willy Herrera. Honey, right. Could you get me a ticket?
Chase Hawkins. Oh, Nick, what's the story behind the M, and why does nobody talk about it? So nobody does talk about the Siri M.
Yeah.
And do you want to?
Hold on. What's a Siri M? I don't even know what a Siri M is.
Ask me what the Siri M is. It's the Monticello.
Oh, the Monticello. Okay. So I've heard of the Monticello.
You've heard of the Monticello. Everybody thinks it's a Siri M. And by the way, I'm just going to say this. As one who is in the world of creating new cigars at the moment, packaging is everything. So if you put an M on the band and put it in a circle in the same way that this cigar had a Siri, had an O on the band, or in the same way the next one has a Siri G or a V, people will just assume it's called Siri M.
Yes, even if
the secondary band says Monticello on it. So
I guess I've just never heard anyone refer to it as an M.
As an M. That's what most people think it is, just like they think it's called the Olivia Siri M.
The Olivia 5?
Yeah, the Olivia 5.
I heard that last week.
Wait, hold up.
Yeah, Nick. Oh, Julie Flora is on. Julie Flora is dear to us. We love her.
Hi, Julie.
Does it bother you when people mispronounce Oliva like Olivia Newton-John? I have to admit, my first few years of smoking cigars, I mispronounced them. Sorry.
First of all, no apologies. You are one of every single person ever in the history of smoking cigars, says Olivia. For the first about 9.5 years of my career, I corrected people. And then the last 3 years, I just stopped. I just stopped. So now I just leave it up to other people to correct me. I kind of laugh and chuckle.
Yeah.
Only especially because what our whole Olivia thing together, you know, you just got to sit back and laugh a little bit.
Can I tell people? They're not excited about coming out with a cigar called that, by the way.
No.
I checked.
He didn't check. I checked. I got told. Yes.
The Olivia. It sounds like a great idea.
It sounded great, but it wasn't. Gosh. It was terrible.
So anyway, the Monticello, that's a cigar made for a particular purveyor.
Correct.
And so that's why people don't ever talk about it, because it's everyone else is a competitor to the Monticello. And so
to give you kind of a point of view from one of my salesmen, so I have 13 guys that are out there on the streets every day. Those guys don't even sell the Monticello.
It's not in their catalog.
I can't even sell the Monticello. To be honest with you, I had never even smoked one. And if you remember, some guys years ago that were watchers of the show sent some for me to try, which I thought was cool because
it's a good cigar.
Truthfully, Oliva sends me samples. I don't really spend money on cigars per se, kind of
lucky
like that sounds. Yeah. So I not one to go find that cigar. But it's a great cigar, but it's a private label for them only. So what I will tell you, I can't give details, but I will tell you, we are working on something that we're actually very, very, after a year and a half, 2 years, very, very close on finishing. Thank God.
Yeah, if you guys have watched the after party, you know that Nick and I have been chatting about a daily edition project from Oliva. And so what the blend selection is done. We got the cigar.
Yes.
And it's really good.
It's fantastic.
And now we're into the depths of packaging. That is, without a doubt, the worst and most difficult part of creating a new cigar. Without anything else. I mean, like, you can sit down and blend a cigar and it's really good. But once you start to design the box and design the band, it's a minefield of stuff. First of all, you can't step on a mine, which would be a trademark infringement.
Yes.
You don't want to do that. Second of all, everybody's got to be kosher with the packaging. Third of all, you got to deal with conversations across countries and the box factory, yes, and the bands. And
absolutely.
The yeah. It's a situation, and that's where we are right now. And where we've been for a while.
I'll be honest. I speak salesman, which is slap a label on it, get it out there, and let me sell it.
Right.
But unfortunately, when it comes to like the artistic stuff, like, you know, and our marketing person knows, that's where I get lost. Yeah. So right now, I think we're pretty solid. I think we're
pretty solid, pretty ready solid. To take a step forward.
Yes, we're moving forward.
This is where we're at. We are to the point where if the response to my last email is something that I will approve, then we hit accept and we fire it off.
That's it. We're done. Then they start making it and boxing it. And
then it should only take another 9 months.
Yeah. So then in 4 years from now, I promise everybody on it, we were going to have a leap.
All right. And that mozzarella is pretty damn good. I know nobody talks about it. It's a good cigar.
It is. It's a very good cigar.
I enjoyed it.
I'll be honest with you guys. Love Oliva, hate Oliva. I'm an Oliva snob. I love everything. I cannot tell you a single Oliva I've ever smoked where I'm like, wow, that's not a good cigar. Do I like some better than others? Absolutely. But I've never had an Oliva that I haven't liked.
I have. Oh. I'll just say right now, I have. I don't want to talk about, yeah, the Cane F.
That's why I'm
the
smoking.
One he's holding up right there
I'm
right now.
Smoking it in honor of you.
Made me sick.
Matter of fact, I'm lighting it up right now just because you're so such terrible. A sissy.
Why, who would make a cigar out of all Lajero? Yeah, Billy.
So we all know I'm kind of sensitive to pepper, strong cigars.
Yes.
And I'm smoking a Cane F. And it is absolutely delicious.
Oh my gosh.
And it is not.
Well, it was like 9 years ago that this happened. I smoked a Cane F. I got sick to my tummy. I was working
with your tummy ache.
Yeah, it was my first job in a cigar shop. I was a clerk at a cigar shop. And I had no real boss. The lady that hired me wasn't ever like there.
Yeah.
Or paid the bills. So if the lights came on, it was great. But like, I work in this cigar shop. And when I first started working in my first job in my first cigar shop, no one ever gave me a rule of like, you got to pay for cigars when you smoke them, or like you get a discount, or you get a smoke for free while you're working.
Sure.
So I just assumed that I should learn about everything in the shop.
Smoke everything.
So I just kind of started smoking my way through the humidor. And when I got to that Cane F, my gosh, that was a day.
So you're like the kid in high school that drinks too much Jägermeister. And then never touches Jägermeister or in college, excuse me, college, 21-year-old college student, to be perfectly honest. Maybe 23, maybe 23, maybe 25, maybe 27, who knows, a long college student, that tried Jägermeister, that will never try Jägermeister ever again.
Yes.
That's how you are with the K9. So I challenge you to try it. It's a damn good cigar.
Agreed.
And it's not, it's weird because maybe it's me, but it's not as strong as I remember it being.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it's a crappier.
Like, kill me. And it's not.
I'm smoking one right now as well. So, I just did a full mouthful.
So now, so just to be clear, everyone on the show but me is smoking a Cane F now.
Yeah. We got to get you one.
All right. Well, you guys can learn more about the Cane F along with Nub. And in fact, the Cane F is even in this picture. The Connecticut, Siri G, Siri O, even the Siri V and Master Blend stuff. There's more details about these cigars on the community, on Cigars Daily Plus. Don't miss out on that. Especially if you want to try the Cane F. I'm going to abstain at least for right now. I'm the only one not smoking it, for the love of God. All right. Let's grab some other comments from the fine people. And then we got a pick of the week and a few other things to cover. This one's from Victor Gallet. The Master Blends might be one of Oliva's best smokes. How would you rate it versus the Siri V or Melanio, Nick?
So actually, how I personally would rate it in order.
One has to be better than the other.
Melanio's my number one. V's my number two. Master Blend's my number three. That's my order. I smoke Master Blends every day. I'm one of the only human beings on earth.
Dude,
I will fight somebody over Master Blend. I love it that much because there's people out there that'll see it and they'll talk trash and let them talk to whatever. They hate us because they ain't us kind of attitude. But with that Master Blend, I will put that up against a lot of people's cigars. And I guarantee you, for the money, it's a damn good cigar.
I think in a blind taste test, it wins. And honestly, in the top tier of Oliva.
You think it wins over Melanio?
Over most other things. And here's my take on Oliva's top tier. If it's V, Melanio, and Master Blends, here's how I'm going. Siri V Maduro, Master Blends, Siri V, and then Melania.
No.
Straight up, dude. Yes. Melania would be fourth on my list. 100%.
All these years I've been giving you Melania because I thought you loved it.
I smoke them because I like you.
Yeah, but I would have been ordering Siri V Maduro. I mean, if that's what you like. Man.
I do like it. Yeah,
you think you know somebody.
You feel like you can trust somebody. Yeah. Every time I'm like, oh, thank you for the cigar, Nick. And here I am. I'm just like, God, it's the fourth best.
I left, and you're like, man, this guy keeps giving me the fourth best cigar.
Well, the thing is, their catalog is mad deep. So there's like 77 other cigars under that. So being in the top four ain't bad.
Colin M says, Nick, what Vitola of Master Blend should I try for my first one? Does it matter? My Master Blends, I've smoked a lot of them.
So there's only three now. We had a double Robusto that we discontinued. So really, it's Robusto, Torpedo, and Churchill. Mm-hmm. I will tell you personally, I'm always a Churchill guy.
Yes.
But I am in cigar stores all day. Everyone, not anymore. I mean, you know, work from home mostly, but I'm smoking cigars pretty much all day.
Yeah.
So a Churchill is something I gravitate towards just for length of time. I will tell you, you won't smoke a bad one. Truly, you won't. And I know you always have specials on them and stuff.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. I smoke the Robusto and I smoke the Churchill and I think they taste about the same. So really, it's about the matter of how much time do you have?
Yeah.
Are you sitting down to smoke for 45 minutes? You want to sit down and smoke for 2 hours? Personally, in my humidor at home, I'm keeping Churchills there because I love that. And if I'm pulling out a Robusto, it's because I'm going to smoke something else that same night. I'll smoke the Robusto and then I'll smoke another. Like even Billy came over last night and at the time he smoked a Churchill.
Yeah.
I smoked a Toro and a Robusto.
Yeah.
I'm a very fast smoker. All right. Let's get another comment. We got a bunch of them.
We do have a bunch of them.
All right. Well, let's hammer out some comments.
I like that.
Let's get through a few of them. Bosky Outdoors. What does Nick drink with his cigar?
I'm a bourbon whiskey guy, typically. Mm-hmm. If I'm drinking alcohol. If not, I'm Diet Coke. I'm easy.
You drink a lot of Coke.
Diet Coke.
Yeah. You drink a lot of Diet Coke.
Lots of Diet Coke. Yeah.
Can we pull up that picture of Nick again? You don't get to look like this.
Look at that waistline. You don't get a waistline like that.
That looks like a different person.
It almost looks as if that could possibly have been fabricated in some way. Maybe not fabricated.
I'm just gonna say, I just shaved off the love handle.
But to my credit, that picture was taken when I was fat. I was like 225 pounds.
You've lost a lot of weight.
We've both lost.
Is that going to be the Nicky sticky?
That's going to be the Nicky sticky. That's right. All right. Hey Nick from Onilio Parado.
That was so angry.
Like, hey Nick,
why is he yelling at me?
What's your preference on a cigar, Connecticut Shade or Maduro?
Onilio, why are you yelling at me? Relax, man.
Tone it down a notch. Do you prefer a Connecticut or a Maduro? I mean. Dude, first of all, the answer to this question that everybody gives is the answer I think that you're going to give. And that's you smoke different cigars for different parts of the day.
Yeah, of course. It depends. It depends on my mood. I will tell you this. I wake up, I take my kids to school, I start my day, and I smoke a Connecticut every single morning. Every single morning. I like clockwork. I love our Connecticut. It's just what I do. But I don't smoke a lot. I don't smoke a Melanio every day. I don't smoke a V every day, but Connecticut is.
I got to tell you guys something. I was looking the other day at sales data from a particular online purveyor.
Yep.
Well, I won't say who it was. I just happen to have access to all of their sales data all the time.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Dude,
that online purveyor should really cover themselves up.
Yeah. No, they're very careful. But I got access to it. So I was looking at it and I happened to go look to see what were the most sold Olivas on there. And the Connecticut Robusto by like a lot was the most popular one.
With you guys?
With many thousands of sticks exceeding the others. Oh my gosh. Yes. Wow. Like, so if you want to know what people know.
Yes. Yes.
That Connecticut Robusto is the jam.
So to give you one step further, Oliva is a company. Now, I don't know if I'm supposed to be sharing data like this.
You are.
But
just 550.
Why not? I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? I mean, remember where I'm at in the middle. I hide very well. Very well. No. But honestly, Oliva's, I believe our number one selling cigar is a Siri V. If I'm not mistaken, it's a V Double Toro number two, which I think I've said this on the show.
That.
Yep. Number two is the Robusto Melanio. And number three is about to blow your mind, a Nub Connecticut.
Yep. No way.
It's either 3, 4, or 5. It's somewhere. And again, I'm paraphrasing. So any competitor that wants to quote me on that, it's not exact. But it's either 3 or 4. It's in the top five.
You know, you're when you say that if the other if the competitors are watching, you're supposed to say the least popular cigars so that they order more of those.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. All right. So what he means is the most popular cigar is the Nub Habano 466T Box Press Torpedo.
Hey, I got one of those out of never my seen on.
Wait, I'm like, does that even, I'm playing it back. I'm like, does that even exist? I don't think
that is a real cigar. Yeah. All right. Let's take another one.
The Nub Sumatra. Sorry.
This one just makes me laugh because what we're all doing right now.
Kerma, no, Nick, diet is so much worse for you.
What's funny is so many people tell me that every day, every day.
With a cigar in your mouth.
Yeah. You're going into cigar shops. You go to 10 cigar shops like, you know, that stuff's going to kill you.
So you'll laugh at this. My mom, who has cancer now, yelled at me about my Diet Coke.
About the Diet Soda.
When she was a smoker, she yelled at me about it. I'm like, okay, well, you know, let's tone it down a notch. You know, I think it is a problem.
I did a short video on TikTok. I did it. It was like a Twilight Zone thing where I was like, imagine, if you will, a world where you're enjoying a cigar. And, you know, a woman comes up to you and she's telling you about how much she hates your cigar, but she's got McDonald's in one hand and she's got her cell phone next to her. Like all the ridiculous, unhealthy stuff everybody does when they look at you about your cigar. But now cigar people are doing that to you about your Diet Coke, which is just
comical.
It's just perfect.
So America. The other day we lost power at my house for like 3 hours.
Oh,
my son's first thing when the power goes out, it's nighttime. Okay. It's like 7 o'clock. So he's excited. The first thing he says, Daddy, we got to go get Diet Coke and put it on ice. Swear to God, that was my six-year-old's response.
You got that kid hooked on that stuff?
No, he doesn't drink it. He's not worried about you.
Yeah,
he's thinking about me. But good kid. But that's when you know you got a problem. Think about it. I mean, if you're a drug addict and your kid goes out and says, Daddy, let's go get you your next thing. That's a bad problem.
Yeah.
That's basically what, if you really look at it from a bigger picture, that's when I realized I might have an issue with Diet Coke consumption.
Is this like,
as I'm taking a sip of my diet?
Yeah. Is this an intervention? Are you going
to
stop?
Which, by the way, I only have half a glass and I might need.
Would you like me to brought an extra?
No, this isn't an intervention. Come on, no one likes a quitter.
I'm also an enabler. Would you want me to go grab you some?
Yeah,
we'll get one in a minute. Yeah,
let's get the next comment here. Anthony Despirito. What about the Serie O? All right, I'm going to talk about the Serie O because everybody else here is smoking the damn Cane F right now. These effers are messing with it. With my flow. So the Oliva Serie O, here's my complaint about this cigar. Oh, I'm going to whine about this. It's just the packaging, the band on the cigar is the boring. Most like whatever cigar band that there is. It's just like you walk past it on the, it's just like,
I turned it down for years, but only
because everything else on the shelf is so flashy. Like it carries all the quality that you'd want to communicate through the packaging. It does a good job of that, but it's just been around for a long time.
It's a sleeper though.
It's a sleeper. And I reviewed this and I gave it like a 92, and I probably need to do a Redux review. I'll go back and re-review cigars after a year or two. You check the blend for consistency. You check your own palate. But I gave this like a 92. It's why I'm smoking it tonight. And legitimately, as soon as I'm done with this, I'm lighting up the Serie O Maduro. That's my next cigar. So I've become a huge fan of the Serie O, which is Oliva's Habano wrapper leaf over Nicaraguan binder and fillers, I believe.
So, yeah, correct. It's a Habano Puro.
Habano Puro.
So what makes it so unique and fascinating with this type of cigar, and a lot of people don't do this, is binder, filler, wrapper, all Habano. Nicaraguan Habano from different parts.
There's only a handful of cigars that do that. The Cane F is all Ligero, right?
All Ligero, but it's Ligero from different regions.
Okay.
Well, technically, the Habano on the Canes is not Nicaraguan.
Right. Okay.
So this is a Nicaraguan Puro.
Yeah. But the only other cigar I can think that is like a Puro, not just of the same country, but of the same leaf, would be, my father has La Dueña, which is an all broadleaf cigar, broadleaf wrapper, binder, and filler.
Yes.
But like there are
not all broadleaf from Nicaragua though.
Oh, is it?
Right.
I don't know.
It could be. That's a Brian question.
I mean, the Garcias have their own farms.
Maybe they're
buying it, maybe not. Anyway, there's very few cigars out there you'll find that are that kind of Puro, where instead of it being a Nicaraguan Puro, which just means wrapper, binder, and filler are all from Nicaragua. And there are lots of good Nicaraguan Puros and lots of good Honduran ones and even Dominican ones. But yes, occasionally you do find one like the Habano that is Habano wrapper, binder, filler. or Lajero wrapper binder filler. And what's amazing to me is that you can do this and still create a cigar with a flavor. Really complex flavor profile and like a really interesting experience from head to tail, from beginning to end.
That's what makes a cigar so special and unique. That's why I love the O. I've always loved the O. And guys, in my experience, people either love it or they don't.
Yeah.
And typically the guys who don't are the guys that don't like Habano type wrappers. And it happens. I don't expect every single person to love every single Oliva. I can tell you we have enough cigars where I could get an Oliva. Pretty much everybody loves some Oliva one way or the other. But with the O, that's what makes it's like baking a cake with just vanilla.
Right.
It's very difficult to do. I mean, if you think about it, you're growing tobacco from Jalapa Valley, Contega, I mean Esteli. I mean, literally all over the country to make this one cigar. And it, in my opinion, gives Nicaraguan's best.
I'll just to check with you, maybe we could make a cigar out of all Pennsylvania broadleaf.
Ooh, it
sounds expensive.
We could, and just as a counterpart to the Serie V, we could call it the Serie P.
How about
that guy? I'm glad that got Billy. I'm glad somebody got that.
Nice.
Come on.
That went over my head until I heard him chuckle.
Now, if we send that into the office to the same person we sent my other ring to,
we're going to be in trouble.
You think
again.
I get in trouble for that one too?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, we'll just can that one for a little bit. Let's keep getting them.
Nick, we're going to go back to when you were a lowly sales rep.
Mm. Yeah. The good old days.
Easy E 323. Nick, what makes an Oliva different from other cigar companies? What makes them stand out in your opinion? This is my favorite question for cigar makers. You have to answer this question to be any good. Now, arguably, I think Oliva has done some of this. You guys have the Oliva 135th anniversary. How many other companies get to have 135th anniversary cigar? You guys have that. So you've sort of stood the test of time, I guess.
I guess.
What in your mind is it about Oliva that makes you guys stand out?
So for me, from the moment I started to work, now again, I'm talking about working for Oliva, right? So working for Oliva is, I always felt like family.
Yeah.
And that was so, for me, even when Oliva sold to the Vendemeliere family in 2016, I was always part of the family, right? So for me, it's easy. And as far as our cigars go, I mean, at this point, most people on the show could attest to this. They speak for themselves. Great price point for a great cigar. That's my line.
Yeah, that is a line.
That's my line. See, I needed it to be teed up so I could say it. It's a great, that's what we do. We specialize. We grow our own tobacco. We make our own boxes. And I understand people will say, yes, we don't have the most pretty wrappers on our cigars. They're not wrappers, but bands, excuse me. But I will tell you, I will put most of our cigars up against pretty much anybody else's cigars all day long. As far as consistency, flavor, price point, I mean, you can't go wrong.
Excellent. And for what it's worth, I think that stands true to form for what Oliva fans like about Oliva cigars is that the quality of the cigar for the price that you pay for the cigar is pretty much like they toe that line better than anybody else. There are people who make cheap cigars and there are people who make good cigars. There are not a lot of people who balance out really, really well the two ingredients of affordability and quality, which Oliva consistently does and has done for a long time. Even the higher end stuff like the Melanio is all below $20 pretty much.
We were talking about this, you and I, the other day, because Melanio had gone up, and every year we have price increases because, frankly, we get price increases. UPS goes up in price. All these other companies go in price. So we have to go up in price. So and there's a lot of other factors, not just that, but for us as a manufacturer, to be able to hold true to manufacturing great, consistent cigars every day that you can find every day, because we could all attest to it. How many times have you gone to stores looking for the, you know, XYZ special edition? Oh, we don't carry that. Or, oh, you got to go to that store down there. You can find a Melanio at pretty much any cigar store in the country.
You can find Melanios at stores that aren't cigar stores.
Like Total Wine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Walk through anywhere that sells cigars, and if they don't have a Melanio, they haven't thought about it very hard.
Sure. I mean, there's bars I go into town, and I pop up, and they have a humidor like what we have back here that'll have Melanio in it.
Exactly.
So it's just, they're everywhere now.
All right. If you guys want to learn more about Oliva Cigars, of course, you've got to get the details on the community on Cigars Daily Plus, which is also where you can go to learn about the Mega Herf Habano Con, which is coming April 20th. Nick is going to be there. I'm going to be there. The whole Cigars Daily crew and a whole lot more. Learn more about that on Cigars Daily Plus. And keep dropping your cigar comments and questions down below, because we will be taking them for the rest of the episode. Even when we end the episode on YouTube and Facebook in a little bit, we're going to continue it on the community on Cigars Daily Plus. That's a great place to, by the way, to have an account set up. It's free and easy to do, and you get the best damn cigar content online for free, including the after party of this episode. But we need to do something. I'm going to cover your face up just briefly, because we got to do this real
quick. This is my moneymaker.
I know it is. Right now, it is for us too. This is the Cigars Daily Nation pick of the week. I didn't really plan it. Yeah, get in there. So this one comes from the Cigars Daily Nation Facebook group. This is from Forrest H. Now, what I do with Nick with this, we're going to dissect this picture a little bit, okay?
I kind of want to be in that picture. There's not many pictures where I want to go to. I want to go to that pet. Yeah, I want to go there.
Let's put it up, and let's just say, all right, so Forrest posts this picture.
First of all, good for you, Forrest. Living the dream.
He said, when your fiance makes you take the day off to watch the solar eclipse, perfect time for an Oliva, Connecticut.
Now, I love it.
Here he is. He's sitting there. He's got his table. Looks like probably the backyard. And what time was the eclipse today? 11:20 a.m.
I don't even know.
It was 11:20.
He's in a different part of town.
He must be in a different part of the country. But still, nonetheless, a half drank beer and what looks like maybe a pina colada.
Good for him.
They got their eclipse glasses and his Connecticut right there. Take the day off. And I gotta say, you didn't even watch the eclipse, did you?
No.
Did you know there was an eclipse?
Hold on, I'm not that bad. I was told there's an eclipse. Someone told me about it. My kids came home with these really dark glasses, and I tried them on and couldn't see anything.
Couldn't see anything.
That was literally my experience with this eclipse.
Okay. So first of all, a little bummed out. The world was supposed to end during this thing.
Oh, really?
I mean, all the online conspiracy guys were like, this is going to go through seven town called Nineveh, and then Revelation is going
to
happen.
Where was your warning to me? Wait, you thought the world was going to end, and I didn't even know, and you didn't even tell me, hey, Nick, like, buddy, the world
was ending? If something was happening, I would have texted you.
That's strike two on this episode. I'm just saying, man.
I'm really sorry.
I'm wondering about this friendship.
Nothing happened. And so we're all fine, but a lot of people in the Cigars Daily Nation Facebook group, which by the way, one of the biggest and best places on the internet,
Absolutely.
Biggest and best groups with 40,000 plus members. You can go share your cigar experience. Lots of people in there watching the eclipse and doing it with a good cigar. And so I'm glad that he did it with his fiance and with an Oliva cigar.
I love it. By the way, marry that woman.
Marry that woman.
Yeah, she told you to go outside and have a cigar. Not too many women are that like encouraging. Facts.
She
wasn't in the picture. Maybe she's like, oh, he's gonna smoke a cigar.
She still told him to go outside and watch the eclipse, and he had a cigar. So okay, it's a win in my book.
Her drink is right there too.
I hope my wife is still watching right now. I saw her chime in the comments earlier, but literally this morning during the eclipse, so I knew it was gonna peak at 11:20. Okay, because I'm like into this stuff. And so I got that. My wife got some eclipse glasses, and I had some here at the shop. She texts me at 10:49 this morning a picture of the beginning of the eclipse, and she says, "Are you outside?" And I said, "I'm about to be, because I had a timer set. Because I'm just going to go out at 11:20 and look at the thing. It's the sun in the sky. Sure. It's the opposite of the moon. You know, it's like you put the glasses on, you look at it. It's got a crescent. You go back inside. It's going to be the day." I said, "I'm about to be," and she said, "Babe, don't miss the process." I thought about that text from my wife when I saw picture in the Facebook group. His fiance made him take the day off work to sit and watch the eclipse together.
If you kind of think about it, though, she's right. Don't like
it's a whole. Well, you get to if you sit and watch it, you watch the moon go across.
Sometimes
the sun
it's the whole like the lead up. It's not. Yeah, you know what I mean. It's the chase,
foreplay,
if you will.
Yeah.
The foreplay.
For me, it was everybody stopped working and we all went outside and looked at the eclipse. And the fact that it was a 10-minute event was like, all right, everybody
for
get back
me,
to work.
It was like COVID. It didn't even exist in my world. Like it truly didn't even exist.
It didn't even bother. All right. I want to get back to your guys' comments and questions. You can find more pictures like that. People who celebrated the eclipse with cigars in the Cigars Daily Nation Facebook group. All right, Billy. Billy just clicked something, and then I just watched something go on the computer, and then Billy did this and looked right at me.
I'm offended.
You're personally offended by something? From Chris CPU. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for posting. Let me just read your comment with a lot of respect. Tim and Billy hitting way over their weight limit. The wives are gorgeous.
I like to think I'm like Will Ferrell from The Other Guys.
Yeah. Fat? Hitting over your weight limit.
What he means is we're
wait, hold on. Let's talk about this. Let's dissect what this gentleman just said.
The wives are the settlers and they are the reachers.
He means that we're hitting we're batting above our average.
Weight limit are in there in reference to your wives. I'm just saying. I'm gonna leave it there.
I posted a picture of so Billy came over yesterday and we had cigars and whiskey, and I posted a picture in the Facebook group, and Billy and my wives are both more attractive than either of us deserves.
Well,
what was that?
You think like Will Ferrell from The Other Guys?
Oh yeah. He's like, yeah. Michelle comes over. Bye, and he's Sheila. Like, yeah.
Bye, Sheila.
That was a great movie. What does he say about his wife in that? Everything.
Oh, he's just like just
makes fun of what she's wearing.
You're wearing garbage bags.
Yeah. That was a great movie. You've seen the other?
Of course.
Allison and I went to that movie on our second date. Oh, Allison says I'm here. My beautiful wife is here. The old wrench.
Hi, Allison.
There's a wrench next to her name. That's what I'm referencing. Oh, okay. It's not her. She's the old ball and chain. All right. And then
strike
Chris,
three. And
Chris
there
Sosa says three dog orgy party at Tim's. Yeah. In my picture, also all of my three of my dogs were all
three of the four
asserting their dominance. They're all fixed.
I might have to see this picture.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I actually have it on my phone. All right, Billy, keep taking comments. I got to show Nick this picture of my dogs. Getting crazy.
Nick, you can read this one.
Yeah, read this one.
Nick, what's it like being a cigar rep? Is it worth it? Well, it depends on who you're talking to. For me, it was the best move I ever made. I think I've talked about this on past episodes. Those are definitely three dogs humping. Wow. And you posted that in a
public
forum.
Yeah, I put that on
forum.
The internet.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. No wonder why we get in trouble online.
The longer I do this, the more I like to throw caution to the wind. So being a rep worked out for
yes,
you pretty
well. I love it. And I'll tell you this, if you work for the right company, I had an ex-girlfriend's dad tell me once when I was in high school, if you like what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I always say that. And I always
you still believe that?
100%. I have not worked in 12 years. Dude, I smoke cigars.
That's true.
Right? I get paid to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Like
this is part of Nick's job.
Yeah, think about that. Like right now,
these are working.
This is my job. Yeah, this is my job. Yeah. This is what I do. I mean, I've smoking cigars, drinking Diet Coke, and God knows what else on the after party. And you know what I mean? It's work.
I want to lend you guys a perspective from the other side of the coin.
Okay.
Because Nick is right. For Nick, it was the best thing he could have done, best decision he ever made. And it landed him in a really cool way, in a really amazing career path with a really amazing company like Oliva. And we're friends. So neither of us would dispense that for anything. At the same time, being a cigar rep is hard work, man.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I almost just dropped a dirty word saying that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of time on the road, a lot of time away from home. It is downright dirty work. And not every cigar brand is Oliva. In fact, I'm pretty sure no other cigar brand is Oliva.
I do take that for granted a lot.
Like one of the things, if you heard what Nick said earlier, if you listen very carefully to him, because I'm learning to be a good listener because I'm reading a book on listening. One of the things he said is that being at Oliva, he felt like he was always treated like family. And that was one of the things after the acquisition by the Belgian Fred Schimmer.
Vendelmelière.
Vendelmelière.
Yeah, that was better than I did, actually. That's impressive.
You got to stick your tongue out. still treated like family. And that's not the experience you'll get with every cigar brand. So just going and being a cigar rep, in my opinion, ain't always all it's cracked up to be. I know some reps who are stressed out people.
Yeah.
And personally, I that saying, by the way, and I get the spirit behind it. If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. I have always said that's a crock. Because
like a little foamy shoe.
I never liked my ex-girlfriend's dad anyway.
But here's why. If you love what you do, you'll work harder to do it.
So it's funny, and you're right about that. But we talked about, if you remember our conversation, me, you, and Jim literally had this conversation a couple days ago of why I always said, not that I'm never claiming to be the best rep. Right. I will never say that. I was very good, very, very good at what I did. Why?
Better than all the other reps, according to your awards.
It wasn't work for me.
Right.
It was fun. So doing the work wasn't really work. So going the above and beyond was just what I did because I loved my job.
Right.
I loved what I did.
You'll work harder for it.
Yes.
I'll tell you, there are days at the Cigars Daily HQ where I'm sitting at my desk and I'm like, woof. Like some of the stuff that I encounter in the year and my partner, Jim, too, some of the stuff we encounter is just downright like teeth gritting, tough stuff.
Absolutely.
But because we love doing this, it's worth doing. So I've got a little bit different perspective on it, but it's the same spirit as what you're saying. Like, yeah, like I certainly wouldn't do anything else.
But like, if you remember during our conversation, I said this too, what people don't see in this job and what you guys don't see is reps chasing money. Right. A lot of times we have accounts that don't pay, just like any other business. This is a business. I mean, it's fun, but it's still business.
Yeah.
So there's accounts that might not pay. You have to go out there and you have to collect money. So, and like I said, with Oliva, yes, there's not a day I look back. But if you ask me today, truthfully, and I could tell you, if you ask me, Nick, is there another company you can envision? Someone asked me this just a couple of days ago. Is there another company you could envision working for? I don't have an truthfully, I don't have an answer for you. Yeah. I don't know if Oliva said, "Hey, Nick, you're done." I would be like in my world, I'd be lost.
Yeah.
Truthfully. Cause yeah. I can't fathom working. I don't want to work for anybody else. I couldn't, the thought of working for somebody else is just not even there.
And I think any of us would be fortunate enough to have a job about which we would say exactly that.
Yeah, all absolutely. Right. I'm blessed. There's no doubt about it. Absolutely.
I want to get some more comments from the people. We've got a little bit more time before we head over to the after party on Cigars Daily Plus. This is where you guys will go to join us for the after party. It's where we're going to continue the show without the prying eye of big tech in about 10 minutes. Also, where you'll learn more about Oliva Cigars. This is just a little pregame detail, a little pregame info on Oliva Cigars before we all kick off HabanoCon, which is coming up on April 20th, where we're all going to be hanging out together, in-person event. More details there to be had. I've smoked as much of this Connecticut or this Habano Serie O as I can before I go to the Serie O Maduro, which means it's time to take another comment from the fine people.
What would be a show without a humidor question?
What would it? Yeah. It wouldn't be a show without a humidor question from Chris Dyson. He's wearing a suit in his profile picture, so I think I'm going to give him a nice
maybe your highness, Chris Dyson.
Cigar humidor help. Frustrated with my new Air 500 humidity.
Buffy.
It ranges from 74 on the top to 64 on the bottom. 100 cigars and verified calibration. Normal?
Right now, Chris is like, why am I watching this show? Why did I even ask it? Why am I putting myself through this? Why am I doing this?
No. What he's doing is he's looking at his TV head. And he's like, that's not what I sound like.
I don't sound anything like that. How rude.
Oh, dear. God.
I couldn't, like to that. Be honest with you, I didn't even pay attention to the question.
It takes work when Tim's doing the voices. It takes work.
That's all right. It.
So it ranges from 74 to 64 at the bottom.
So he's frustrated.
New Air 500. So 500 count, New Air humidor, which should have pretty dang good circulation. 100 cigars. So his hygrometer's been calibrated. He's getting a different humidity at the top and the bottom, which in my mind really can only mean one thing, and that's that air circulation somehow isn't making a way through your humidor. Now, if it's got internal air circulation,
I don't know about you guys, but I am so turned on right now at the way you're talking. He's talking big words even over my head, everybody.
I'm sorry. I'm looking up the New Air 500 right now. I just want to see what this humidor has in it. All right. So, this is a sexy humidor. This has got to be a newer model.
I don't know much about them, but I want you to order me one of those because I heard, truthfully, I heard New Air are like the best. I don't know.
So New Air is top tier. It's a Cadillac of humidors. They do a great job. This humidor does not have internal humidification. And what it does have is the thermoelectric cooling, which won't necessarily circulate the air for you. This is a Boveda powered humidor. It actually comes with a special Boveda storage unit in it that will store your Boveda packs, which is a pretty cool team up between Boveda and New Air. Smart. I would say somehow you're going to want to circulate air in there. Some people will get like a computer fan, or it's possible you need to, you know, move around your Boveda packs or rearrange them or something like that. With 100 cigars in there, this thing is supposed to hold. Hold on. I don't want to.
Let me ask you a question.
New Air 500, so I'm assuming 500 cigars. Numbers sound like numbers to me.
500 count cigar humidor. Yeah.
So my question is, can't he put more Boveda pack, like locate them like near the cigars? Because I was told you can't put too many I was always told by the, like, okay, do you remember those wall humidors you and I got?
Yes.
They don't keep very well humidity.
No, I took all my cigars out of my
My garage.
Right.
In my man cave, right? So I put a bunch of the giant Boveda packs inside there, tons of them, because I was told by my buddy Mike, who works at Boveda, that you really can't put too many.
Yeah.
Because it self-regulates.
Yeah, they're two-way. So yeah. They absorb. So here's the thing. When you cool a humidor down, or when you cool a space down, the air has harder time holding on to humidity. And humidity can tend to like drop and settle because water molecules have, you know, weight, mass, and all that stuff.
God, you're so smart.
So I legitimately learned this from a scientist-y doctor guy, the smartest person.
Was that his official title? Like Dan the scientist-y
doctor guy? No, he's our age. And 6 years ago, he was a doctor teaching at ASU.
So he's way smarter
than
you.
I've known the guy since fourth grade. He's far and away the smartest person I've ever known personally in my life.
He could have been a cigar rep, but yeah,
he said cold air has a harder time holding on to humidity. Mm-hmm. And so like you'll notice your humidors can tend to drop in humidity during the winter. So if you've got that thing cranked down cold, then yeah, you would find that the humidity is going to be a little higher at the bottom than it is at the top. So you might raise the temperature, you might adjust the packs in there, and you might put maybe, I don't know, you already said your humidity at the bottom was low, so or high. It sounded like it was 74 or something like that. Hmm. But yeah, there's a few different ways to adjust that. Adjust your temperature, adjust your Boveda packs or the quantity of your Boveda packs, or create air circulation in there. There is a battery operated air circulation device that you can find made by Zycar that you stick it in there and it turns on for 15 seconds every 15 minutes and it just creates air circulation in your humidor.
That's cool.
And in that new air that you have, it would fit in there and it wouldn't really cost you a lot of space for cigar storage. I can recommend that highly, and I know a place to get it. All right, let's keep cruising. What's the next comment? This comment is from Tyler Howie. How much should I spend on a beginner humidor? Or should I invest in a medium-level humidor?
Yeah.
See? Yeah. Yes.
If you're getting Oliva cigars, you're going to want to go medium-level because you almost always get enough free cigars with your Oliva cigars to fill the
fridge. If there's anything we do well, we give cigars. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We grease the wheel. That's what we do. You want to answer that?
No, I mean, I'm leaning back so you can.
You want me to answer?
I answer humidor questions all the time.
I'll be honest with you. You're going to laugh at me.
You don't have a humidor, do you, Nick?
I don't. I use Boveda bags. I have one humidor that someone gifted me. It's an LA Blue, like fancy, super duper.
It's a
humidor.
Very expensive, real wood one.
It was like $2,000 or something insane. And I always said I would never spend money like that. And it doesn't keep good humidity. So I usually use Ziploc bags with Boveda packs in them, or Tupperware, or containers, or anything that you could seal with the Boveda packs. But you guys have to understand, I also give away
all your cigars.
Everything I get, I give. I don't have a collection like you guys do. I give everything away.
But Boveda's humidor bags, Tupperwares, all of that stuff works great. And so what I would say to this is if you really want to get a humidor, which to a lot of guys feels right, I've got humidors out the wazoo. I have one in the office, one in the studio, one in the office. I have two at home.
Yep.
But we'll tell you readily that Tupperware works just as well. And so like if budget is a thing, that's fine. If you're going to get a humidor and you're growing a cigar collection, I would recommend a medium-sized humidor because like this is the thing that people say when you buy a pew pew. Okay. And I'm going to say that here on YouTube. I'm going to go ahead and just call it a pew pew.
Yes.
What people do is they buy themselves a model Arkansas Romeo
Yeet Cannon.
And then what they do is they get the new trigger and they get the new muzzle, they get the new upper, the new lower. Yep. And by the time they spent $1,500 on this pew pew, they've upgraded it and spent $3,000 on the thing when they could have just custom built one to begin with for even less money. It's like you didn't buy what you needed up front. And so you end up spending way more on it. If you buy a small humidor for a growing cigar collection, then a month, 2 months from now, when you've got a bunch of Oliva cigars that you're working your way through, suddenly you need a medium-sized humidor. And then you've bought the small one and the medium-sized one. So just start with the medium-sized one.
I would agree. It's and like correct me if I'm wrong. The last thing you want to do is get the big one and not, and have it underfilled.
Right.
Right.
I
don't ever claim to be an expert at humidors, but the last thing I remember when I had and kept up with my humidors properly was you want it at least half full, right? I mean, if
it's, yeah, it's like a refrigerator.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just for energy usage and everything like that.
Keep it half feed full off of good. Each other.
But I think if you like, you got the growing cigar collection. I don't think there's anything wrong with getting the mid-size humidor, and then if you're getting cigars with some regularity, then you put your 10 cigars in there, and within a week you got 20.
Sure.
And then you get yourself another box, and you got 40, and then before a few months go by, you've got yourself a bundle or two in there. You got 100 cigars. It's half full. You're good to go. All right, keep going, Billy. We're going to take two more comments, and then we're going to head straight over to the after party. Cool, man. Hey, Nick.
Oh, God.
I want to know, Olivas are great.
You sound like Bill Clinton. It's not that cool.
I did not have relations with that woman.
I am going to stick. I'm going with this voice. Olivas are great, man. Why are they priced better than a lot of other brands? Is it because Oliva does all their own cigar stuff? Or do you guys have like some sort of hookup?
I like that. So actually, we have a hookup.
What
really?
You
ready for the hookup? We have a hookup.
I need to know what the hookup. I want to know what cigar stuff is.
So
do all your own cigar stuff.
Well, I think what he probably means is vertically integrated.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he knows that. He very well may.
So
cool, man. I don't want to offend you. Go ahead. What's the cigar hookup? And then what's the other cigar
stuff? The cigar hookup with us is the company that bought Oliva, the Vendel Melieri family, owns lots of farms and fields. So they own all their own fields. And they own their own box factory that does all of Oliva's cigars, boxes. The only thing we don't do is the pretty little rings. And you know, there's only like two or three places in the country or in the world that does them, four or five, whatever places in the world that does it. But Oliva is what they call vertically integrated, or we do our own cigar stuff. So everything we do, the answer to your question is why is Oliva less expensive than a lot of the other people is we do our own cigar stuff. We roll our own. We have our own farmers. We have our own fields. We roll our own cigars. So from start to sales, so start to end, it's all Oliva.
Yeah.
So it's all in-house. So we could afford to give deals.
And almost nobody is that vertically integrated.
No, there are. I mean, there are tons.
There's a few.
Not tons, but there are
a few.
5, 10 maybe ish, roughly. But the one thing that Oliva prides itself on, or at least Fred Vendel Melieri, when he bought the company in 2016, is he said, nothing at Oliva is going to change. And I'll be honest with you, and I'll say it, and I've said it before, that scared me to death. Because I have been through bank mergers, and when they say nothing changes, they lie because everything changes.
Right.
So I say it as more of a joking way. Here we are from 2016, almost 8 years later. Everything's changed at Oliva. Everything. He lied. He was a liar. Everything's changed.
But was it changed for the
better? For the better.
Yeah.
He put more money into our company.
Yeah.
He's taking care of our employees better. Everything at Oliva. And that's not to disparage Oliva's because they were great. But there was four of them managing a company. So he came in with an influx of cash, and now he's able to get us more fields, more farms. Everything he does, he reinvests into Oliva. So when he said nothing's going to change, he lied to us. He's a liar. In a good way, though. In a good way.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. In a good way.
But Nick, to be that perfectly... is the most Greek thing I have ever heard in my life, was that whole explanation.
But right, I mean,
most Greek thing.
Truthfully, that's what it was, is he told us nothing was changing, and everything changed in such a great way that our company has grown. I mean, you know this exponentially, all joking aside about it is when he said nothing would change, everybody, I mean, we were nervous. There was guys getting resumes ready. I mean, there was guys ready to pop smoke and I remember Jeff Nolan and Corey, our president of our company, sat us down and said, guys, relax. It'll be okay. Put some faith in Fred. And here we are. And it's been awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome ever since.
And I remember, Cool Man says, wow, that was actually pretty cool. How do I get a job with you guys? Just email Nick.
Yeah, just send me an email. Actually, we're looking for someone in Louisiana right now.
Oh, so, word?
Yeah, actually.
Terrence is like, that's what's up.
With that said, pay attention, everybody on here, because I'm getting a lot of resumes. You have to live in the territory. So we want somebody who lives.
Not a work-from-home job?
Not a work-from-home job. Yeah.
I mean, PCA is in Louisiana next year, so you might see me wrestling some crawdads.
I'll pick up on that just a little bit, to say this. I was around in 2016 when Oliva got bought out. And I remember how nervous you were about that. And I remember following through on how great it was.
Yes. Yes.
And that's been really cool.
I mean, I tell, and all joking aside, I tell the same exact story, just like I told it to you, to the owner of our company to this day.
Yeah.
As he told us, nothing was changing and everything changed in such a great way. It's just everything has just been awesome. It's like I said earlier, right? There's not a company in the world I can imagine working for other than Oliva.
Yeah.
So, all right. Volumes for him.
There's more comments here than we can take. There's more than 600 comments right now already on this episode. We're going to continue taking them, but we are going to continue taking them on the after party, on the community, on Cigars Daily Plus. And so you guys can go over there to learn more about Oliva Cigars. And what is it? Great cigars at great prices. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can at least get more information about the cigars over there. And you can learn more about HabanoCon, which is going to be well represented with Oliva Nick and Willie Herrera and everybody from the Cigars Daily crew. There's more details there. And we're going to keep taking your comments and questions. So I want to thank you guys for joining us for the main episode. Go to the after party. Sign up. It's free and easy to do. But server space is limited. So we hope to see you guys there. Otherwise, we'll catch you all next Monday.
Thanks, guys. See you at the after party.
See ya.
And live your lives.
And we're back. Welcome to the after party. Nick went to pee. And I'm only saying that because I know he's still walking to the bathroom. He can hear me. He's gone to the bathroom.
He went to go visit the Tinkle Fairy.
The Tinkle Fairy. All right. I know that Joe Rogan's show, I always hear them say like they're going to take a bathroom break. I don't know how that works. We don't get a bathroom break on this show, but Nick gets one.
Do you want to play the role of Nick and answer questions for him?
Yeah, I'll answer questions for Nick. Yep, I will speak for Nick and Oliva and Fred Vandermolieri. All right, let's keep going.
This is from Barber Dave. Nick, is the Black Swan going to be a regular production? Ooh,
good question. No, never. That's another one. But I can really honestly answer. That's another one that is a shop exclusive. That's for one particular purveyor of cigars. And that one will stay with that purveyor of cigars. Okay, what's the next one?
This is for you, Tim. Now go back to you.
All right.
This is from B.Mo. Tim, when are we going to get the musical episode?
Never.
It's not going to be like a musical singing the whole episode. I think
I don't think I could get anyone to watch that. And I could do it. I know I could. I could come up with a great episode that's a music, and there are songs and there's dancing and everything. And Terrence would do it.
I would do it. It'd be like the episode of Scrubs where the shorty had the brain tumor.
Straight up, it would happen. I'm certain everyone would log off the second that the music started. I know that.
I know I can't hit any higher octaves though. That's the worst part about me. So
I can write all your parts to be lower. Don't worry.
All right, perfect.
All right.
We got Herf questions.
Herf.
AZ Cigar CFI. Hi, crew. Two questions. One, what are you going to do to handle 300 people at the HQ? Two, what Oliva cigar will be included at HC? Got my tickets.
All right. So this is where I can say it. So I'm going to say it. First of all, scroll down below this video and use the promo code pregame to get 38% off Oliva cigars.
Damn.
Okay. Singles.
Does Nick know that? He's not back from the bathroom.
No, he's in the bathroom. 38% off our daily low prices. That's the first thing. So get yourself some Olivas pregame. Get ready. And while you're down there, you can get tickets to HabanoCon. Right now, they're $30, but the price is going to go up. And what you get with your $30 is you get 5 cigars at the door, you get a meal ticket while you're there, and you get entry to the deal. This is the first year I'm doing this. So I'm not going like fucking buck wild or anything like that. I'm making a good event. It's going to be a good time, 4-hour event one day. And it's going to start at noon.
We're fucking going crazy.
That's exactly.
Woo!
We're still on YouTube, Nick.
Oh, we are?
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
Fuck.
I thought you said I had to go pee.
What cigars will come in the pack? What cigars do, which Oliva cigars do we do for the pack that they get at the door?
Year of the Dragons.
Yeah.
The giveaway cigar?
Yeah.
V Torpedo.
V Torpedo. Yeah. And was there one more? We did one more. We did two?
One.
One.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do we do two?
Well, I thought we did two.
Then we're doing two.
Okay, good. Yeah. Do you know what the other one is?
Sure. All right, yes, you're going to get a
it's
second.
It's going to be cigar. A Kane F, I'm sure.
Fire. No, should do a the Kane F, F just fire. To mess with you.
There'll be something else in there. All right. All right. Keep taking comments, Billy. You guys can post your comments here. If they show up, we'll take them.
Where was it? Oh, this is from Emmanuel Garcia. Nick puts Windex on everything, rehumidifies his Bovitas with it too.
You must know I'm Greek.
Is Windex a Greek thing?
Haven't you watched Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Come on.
That's not the only really. Thing. Yeah.
I'm not a 15-year-old girl.
You've never seen my Big Fat Greek Wedding?
I mean,
I would like to invite you over to my home for popcorn, my Big Fat Greek Wedding, and baklava.
I'm in.
And whoa. Ouzo. And ouzo. Lots of ouzo.
Oh, ouzo.
Lots of ouzo.
Do you drink that shit?
I love that shit.
Oh, my gosh.
It's in my... I love it. I don't know why.
That's got to be a Greek thing, because I remember going to Greece, and I was like, all right, I got to drink the Greek drink. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's called ouzo. And then everyone was like, opa! And I was like, what's going on? And I drank it, and I was like, a whole country of people drink this shit?
Yes. Not only that, in Turkey, it's called raki. They drink it. In Syria, they drink. It's weird. Like, even Sambuca is very similar to ouzo. So, yeah.
It is. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm in. I'll go, and I'll do the whole
thing. Could we cuddle, too?
Yes. We'll share a blanket.
It's like a... Really?
Yes.
This is like a
I'm
going to
need
true.
Some picture and video proof of this.
You could come, too, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's enough room for Terrence, all of us under the blanket.
That I'll bring you to.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. To Nick's house so we can cuddle. I'll take my win. A win's a win. A win's a win,
man. All right.
We should have a Cigars Daily night in my man cave, though.
That would be
where
great.
We have
dude.
All the... We should really...
That would be great. The man cave is awesome.
Yes. You haven't seen it since I did the... I got an arcade machine now and all kinds.
Is your internet any good there?
It's better than it was. Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm. What I'm.
Was that a jab?
That was not a jab. Country. What I'm thinking is we could do a Cigars Daily, some sort of live thing from there.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
We could do because you have the Cigars Daily official Instagram. You could like prop the phone up somewhere. We do an Instagram live rather than like a YouTube thing.
Oh, kind so of you weren't making fun of me.
I wasn't making fun of you.
Okay.
No. Oh. When I do that, I'm intentional.
Okay. All right.
Good. Well, you have enough cigars for all of us though.
I might have one or two.
You'll
I
have a Tupperware tub yes. for each one of us.
By the way, when I said Tupperware and I don't have a humidor, I gave the impression I have a double door glass humidor filled with boxes. So I have a humidor. I just don't have like individual humidors like a lot of.
What's the oldest cigar you have? How long have you had the oldest cigar you have, you think?
Jeez. The oldest one I had up until about 3 years ago was a Davidoff Cuban. That I smoked on, I think we talked about it on the show. One of my buddies passed away and I smoked it. But now I would say probably the stuff from when I started with Oliva.
Yeah, it would all be 10 years old.
12
years old. Holy cow. All right. Mm.
But I have Master Blend 1s, which are even older than that.
Oh my gosh.
So I have like old stuff from
All right. Speaking of Master Blends, this is from Tess. I've been wanting to try out the Master Blend 3. Could you tell me what kind of flavor notes I might pick up out of this cigar?
Oh man, dark leather, like hardwoods notes, like an oak note, a little bit of cinnamon in there.
Yep.
Pepper and spice, although not overpowering pepper and spice. No. Medium spice in the back of the throat. Nice black pepper on the retrohale. And I like off my head, I'm not sure what other flavor notes to pick out. Also,
that hits it on the head pretty well. I would say underlying sweetness.
I was going to say with that broadleaf, you do get the characteristic high quality broadleaf wrapper sweetness that's inherent to the leaf, not flavored or anything like that. But I mean, just all you got to do is light one up. I find that, you know, I have this perception in my mind that if a cigar is not the newest thing, it might not knock my socks off because I'm always waiting for the next great cigar to come out and blow me away. But the Master Blend is like all reliable for me.
I agree.
And if I'm going to go, I do a fire at my house in a fire pit, I'm going to go out and I'll usually bring something new and a Master Blend.
Yeah.
Like I'll bring a Cactus Wren and a Master Blend or a Diesel Vintage Series Maduro and a Master Blend. Like it's usually my go-to other cigar for the night.
Yeah. I mean, when my kids were born, both kids actually, I used Master Blend as a cigar to give away with like their band because they made special bands.
Yes.
I didn't use V and Melania, and I love Melania, but Master Blend to me, I don't know why, just the perception of it, just it's such a unique, just really good cigar. It's not like anything else. I don't think even Oliva makes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Yeah, very different. Don George, can we do a live during HabanoCon, please? Even just for a few minutes would be cool. No. And here's why.
Wow. That was,
yeah. No, here's a, there's a few reasons why. Number one, during a live, I have to be able to, I have to be in control of what goes on because I'm responsible for what comes across this channel.
Oh, yeah.
And if somebody comes up and just shouts the N-word, like Terrence. That's the end of it, Terrence. That like that's the end of it for me. Like, so I can't put my channel in that kind of an environment, in my opinion.
I never thought of your show. That's very astute of you.
It's very walking on eggshells second of the day. Number two, I have more to do at HabanoCon than I can even like fathom right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting together the site map right now of where everything's gonna go. There's gonna be a tent. All right, there's going to be the tables and chairs. There's the catered in food. There's where your booth is going to be with all the cigars. There's where Drew Estate's going to be, where the fuck is Willie Herrera going to sit. And then we got to have enough cash registers and people manning all these things and security and all this stuff. Like, I'm overseeing all that. You'd think that I'd have somebody at this point, 6.5 years into this thing, but we don't. And by the way, also, that is why we're successful. So I am going to be focused on that. My goal while I'm at this event, focusing on all the different areas that are going on, is to do a video that I can later edit the N-word out of, right? I'm not that I think anyone's actually going to say that word.
No,
there.
It's just a challenge.
It's my, it's just like, it's a thing that in the back of my head is like the worst thing that could happen.
Sure.
That's why I'm always somebody says it's the worst thing that could happen in a video that if I can't control it, then I'm like, oh my God.
It's sad that that's the world we live in, but you're right.
You hear about these guys who are like Twitch streamers and they have massive followings with millions of people and like their penis falls out and then all of a sudden their account is in trouble. Like that's what I'm always afraid of. Like someone's penis is going to fall out in front of the camera. So I'm like,
Terrence's penis is going to fall out and say the N-word. And then you just,
I'm like, man, I forgot to zip it on all the way.
That's his nickname for his penis.
Yeah.
No, it's still Darius.
All right.
We've got questions about,
go for it.
Master Blends.
Yeah. Yes. Thank God.
Let's James A. Smith II. I didn't know there was a MB1. How does it compare to the MB3?
Yeah, it's like that Ginsu knife they kept re-releasing.
Is it possible to get one?
Yeah, you can't find it. Yeah, so no, Master Blend 1s were made in like 2006. Mm-hmm. So I started with Oliva in 2012 and they were all gone. I found one store that had some and then I commandeered. Because I think stole is such a strong word. You can't
they
say
fell in
stole.
Your pocket. You put them in
I commandeered home. Some from our factory on several occasions when we were in Nicaragua. But now there's none. To the best of my knowledge, there's none left.
Yeah. Somebody has a humidor with some pre-embargoed, you know.
Master Blend 1s in it.
Master Blend 1s.
And 2s.
And some of, you know, Johnny Kennedy's cigars and a Monica Lewinsky cigar. And it's all like in the same humidor.
The Oliva rumor when I started in 2012 was Melanio was supposed to be a Master Blend 4.
Oh.
But if you remember the story I told about the popularity of the V, and we didn't have V at the time, we were backordered on it. So they played off the popularity of the V. So they called it a V Melanio. But the rumor was, I don't know how true it is, at the company, a lot of the salesmen were talking that Melanio was supposed to be Master Blend 4. So whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it never came to fruition. So,
well, and that's fun. Like, you know, fan theory.
Yeah.
Which is really what it is, you know, it's interesting. Every time Oliva puts out something new, it seems like over the last few years, all the new stuff has been a new Siri V, a new Melanio, a Figurino, you know, the 135th, which by the way, 135th is coming back.
Yes. Thank God. Yeah.
It's going to be back. Yes. So we'll have that for sure. But you guys do have some great, like Master Blends would be a great brand to do another like nice one-off of.
Yeah, I think in Oliva's eyes, and I don't know that they're wrong from a sales point of view. Now hear me out on this. It's the exact same price point as a Melanio.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you put that box next to a Melanio,
what's it?
9 out of 10?
You know, it's weird though. Yes.
9 out of 10 people would probably pick Melanio.
Yes.
With today's market, I think it would be more like a 4 people would choose the new cigar, 6 people.
That would
be
a very interesting.
Well, that was actually about to make that exact point. If Oliva was to come out with another Master Blend project, I doubt it would get the same love that a Siri V or Melanio project would get.
Correct.
Even after you've done several of those.
Correct.
Yeah.
But anybody who was really in the know knows Master Blends is really good. I think it gets looked over because it is the highest price cigar that Oliva makes.
Sure.
So it's, you know, people are like, oh, okay, well, I'll smoke the Melanio instead because it's maybe $1, $2, $3 cheaper. All right.
Nick, I got a question for you, man to man, real quick. What is it going to take for me to get a Siri T made?
A Siri T? Well,
Siri T.
Here's what we'll do.
Yeah.
When I, one day, God willing, if I run Oliva, yeah, I'm going to make the Siri N and then I'll make the Siri T right afterwards.
Wonderful.
I'm See, with that's it. That easy. That's it.
Just make it a Maduro.
You know what I'm going to do, though, is every person I know that has a T in their name, we're like, hey, Tim, I made this for you.
This is for you.
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing to Terrence. He has no idea.
That's fine with me.
Paul Mefford says, if someone's penis falls out, I'd be more worried about spreadable syphilis at your party. That's true.
Wow. Hey, Jay and Darcy, thank you for your support. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, we just bought $200 worth of cigars from y'all and can't wait. Be here. We're burning in Oliva 3.
Yeah.
In Oliva 3. Master Blend.
I would assume Master Blend 3. Yeah.
So James A. Smith says, so was there a Master Blend 2 at one point as well?
Yes, there was. So obviously,
the 2 was beautiful. That's the one with the inlaid leaf. That's a different color. Is that the one?
So Master Blend 1 had a, I should bring them. I wish I had them to show them, but it had a really pretty etched laser engraving on it. Mm-hmm. And then Master Blend 2 had the laser engraving too. So to James, yes, there was a Master Blend 2 before 3 and right between 1 and 3. But there's 2.
They also used to have something on the actual cigar, wasn't there?
That was the laser engraving.
Oh, it was laser engraved on the cigar.
It was on the tobacco leaf, and we got sued. We actually got sued for it. And you have to understand it. When Oliva first started, we were the little guys. Like, I got a great story about our Oliva V. But I'll tell you the V story. But basically, we got sued by somebody saying we couldn't put that laser engraving on there that was copywritten. So we just stopped doing the cigar and came out with Master Blend 3. So even a story I heard, and I don't know that it's a big deal to tell on here, but we came out with Siri V. And the original, if you guys ever see a Siri V, on the side of it, it says Liga right there. The original Siri Vs said Lajero, the word Lajero. And there was another owner of another cigar manufacturer, I'm not going to say his name, loves the word Lajero and uses the word Lajero on everything.
Yeah.
So he told Oliva, hey,
I'm going to come after you if you
take the word Lajero off. Yeah. I own the word. And at the time, Oliva was small enough. Okay, we'll take the word Lajero off. So they changed it to Liga. So it's one of those things for us. We've always kind of been a fly under the radar. Like, we don't want problems. We just want to come out and sell cigars. Like, earlier we were talking about the bands and they're kind of playing. But the one thing we do is we make good cigars. And like, when I first started, we had the same, do you remember that Oliva hat, that brown one that everybody still has, even though I want to forget it was around for 10 years. I always begged for more hats, different hats, black hats, blue hats, red hats, something beside a brown or tan hat. And the answer I always got was, we make good cigars. We don't make hats. And at the time, as a salesman, it annoyed the piss out of me when you'd hear that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now as a manager, I kind of understand what they're saying is, let's not focus on that stuff. Focus on what matters, which is the cigars. We make really good cigars at really good prices. And at the end of the day, when we do these events and there's other companies that do way better swag and Nike golf hats, what does Oliva do? We give you cigars.
Yeah.
We give you cigars. Why? Because that's what we want. We're cigar smokers.
All right. I want to.
That's my tangent.
I need a plug. We're going to plug something, but I want to try to keep this like 30, 45 seconds.
Okay.
We're going to talk about this more. Bigfoot says, was Oliva putting out a knife cutter and when is it available?
Funny you should ask that question.
give me the shotgun blast of this.
Look what I just grabbed to smoke.
That's a brand new uncut cigar, Nick.
Actually, this was not planned intentionally. I was actually going to light the cigar. And there's the La Fine Lame cutter, if you guys can see it.
If you're a knife guy, pay attention.
It's actually pretty awesome. So I'll be honest with everybody watching right now. Before Oliva invested in the company, I had one and I hated it. I hated it.
Me too.
Let me explain why. I was using it wrong. So when it was explained to me, if you guys could see on the knife, you could see the company's logo, the La Fine Lame logo on there, and you could see the way the blade.
The blade has a bevel on one side, so you want to make sure you cut it from that side.
Correct. So basically, you want to come in from that side, and that's important. The other important thing that no one does is push down on the cigar and
against
then
the knife,
against the
scales.
Yep, at the bottom of the knife, and then in one fast motion, you do that, and it gives you a perfect cut.
So Le Fin Lame is a French company, and yes, they make knife cutters. The knives are $140 to $180 bucks, but they're a badass knife. Yes. They got them in a bunch of different finishes here, and I'll say this: I'm gonna have Le Fin Lame. Like, this stuff is coming to Cigars Daily. They've engineered the blade. The guy who started Le Fin Lame or whatever.
Yes.
He explained this to me at PCA. The blade is curved like this, so that this is the cutting edge of the blade. And then over here is the cigar cutting edge of the blade. So if you're cutting against a plate or something, you'll never dull the cigar cutting part of the blade. So this is very well thought out device. And Le Fin Lame is the name. And we'll have videos about
them. They're awesome. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I carry in the cigar industry, because we open boxes. I don't know about you, but I carry a knife all the time.
Oh yeah.
And I started carrying this thing exclusively. I mean, and it's yeah, there you go.
Are we gonna do a knife box cutting knife party now?
It's no joke. It's sharp. Now the only thing is it doesn't have a locking mechanism. And the reason they do that is it's a cigar cutter. It's
right
in France, they cannot have knives. So they can't technically have a lock on there, because that would make it a knife.
That's why they take farm equipment and spray shit on all that.
Sure.
I thought that was Germany.
They were doing it in France too.
Oh wow.
So
that's what I heard.
They always go through a revolution over there.
Anyway.
So yeah, it's sure. I mean, I don't know if you want the little
you're gonna shave your hairs off?
Yeah, I'm gonna show everybody. I mean, it's legit. It's like legit sharp. It's a knife. I mean, it's I used to carry every day Benchmates and stuff, and this has replaced my Benchmates. So it's legit.
There you go. Le Fin Lame.
Yes.
All right. Wolfman says, yes, Oliva needs to sell some bling cutters,
dude,
and cool lighter.
Stand by, awesome man. Cigars. If Wolfman means that, stand by. Give us a couple months. It's going to be nuts. We're going to fill a big empty void in the cigar industry as far as accessories. Awesome. Because right now, in my opinion, there's no cool accessory. Think about this. Yes, it's $150 or $100. It could be $500 if you want the really cool gold ones. You could spend some money on it, but it no longer is boring to cut a cigar. It gives you kind of like a pipe smoker. We've talked about this before. It gives you kind of like
ritual.
Yeah, it's ritualistic. Thank you. So it makes it more of a ritual to cut your cigar, and it's no longer you just grab a cutter off the table. It makes it fun, which, I mean, as a cigar smoker, it to me is exciting.
Wolfman says, let us know when you get them in, and we'll buy one, Tim. All right.
You're going to love it.
You absolutely got it.
I had one, and now I have like 9 of them because I collect them. And this is one thing, I'll be honest with everybody. You heard me say I don't pay for cigars. This is one thing I actually have to pay for.
You buy them.
Yeah, I actually buy them, and I collect stuff.
Yeah.
So I collect them now.
Nick has coolest stuff that he collects.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can talk about that later. Okay. Keep dropping. We got time for one or two more comments before we go for the night. Habano Con. The only things I still got to place on the site map is Terrence's kissing booth.
Okay.
And that's about it. That's about it. It's the only thing I got to work in there still. I'm going to put it somewhere near the food.
I think I caught mono. I don't think nobody would know.
Someone will.
By the way, I like the way you big dicked me with your knife when you shot it out of the top. That
was good old.
I would never cut a cigar.
He's like, that's not a knife. This is a knife.
I would never cut a cigar with this, though.
No.
It's so dirty. It's just like I think, first of all, I'm a big proponent of this. I don't think anybody should be walking around without a knife.
No, I agree.
I always make sure I have a knife that always has a glass breaker on the back in case my car ends up upside down in a lake. You know, because
we have
Arizona.
A lot of those in Arizona.
You worry about that. Yeah, you worry about that.
It happens.
But yeah, I can't count the number of times that I've used my knife and been like really glad that it's in my pocket.
There is a lake in Arizona. One.
There's
lake.
One. Yeah. And if your car ends up upside down in it, it's because you pissed off somebody.
Yeah. There's not a road a mile around it anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Dual Cigars Daily and Oliva branded cutter. I don't know. Would they put my logo on that shit?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, they personalize. If you go on their website, which I would prefer them not do this because we could get deals and stuff and make it better here when they buy from you.
Yep.
But you can customize the blades. You're gonna see.
You gotta register.
You're gonna see. No, really, truly. And the best part of these, by the way, I know joking around, but you do actually register them. They got lifetime warranties. So if
nice,
if you break the blade or if anything ever happens, you they'll send you out a new blade. And they're really, it's really cool the way they design these things. So I have a buddy that was a knife maker. You've met him, my buddy Tony, the one that made the barrel. He was on that Forge and Fire. And I swear to you, when these things first came out, I gave him one to copy it because I wanted one so bad, but I didn't want. I don't know why. I just wanted my own, like a unique one.
Yeah.
And he tried to copy, but it was, I mean, it's really neat.
I got to tell you guys what I'm doing. And then we're going to sign off for the night. I got one more comment to take, but this is really cool. So my wife works for a place called Choices. They're a pregnancy center. So when women go in and they're like, I don't know, should I get an abortion or not get an abortion? They're like, don't get the abortion, have the baby. And so she loves that. It's a pro-life thing. And this lady comes in to visit her. And this is like a weird, ironic thing. The lady says, I don't want to freak you out. And she pulls out a towel and lays it out, and it's got knives in it. And then she hands her a wad of cash.
Oh.
And she said, this lady sells my wife. She said, my son makes these knives. And he's a big proponent of what Choices does here. So he's making the knives, and all of the proceeds from these knives are going to Choices.
Oh, wow.
And so we're going to
say different than murdering her. Like I thought
way different than the murder part.
Yeah. Your brain, like my brain went instantly the worst way.
So Allison tells me about this story, and now I've got a knife maker there. Now my son, Silas, who's 11, loves knives. He has a knife collection. And so I called Allison. I said, I want the phone number of that guy. And so she sent me the phone number, which I'm not sure she was supposed to do. And I called him and I was like, what do I have to donate to Choices for you to let me bring my son and help him make his own knife?
Oh, cool.
So he's working it out right now, and we're going to go make Silas a knife.
Well, if that doesn't work out, my buddy Tony, that's what he does. He's a knife.
He forges him?
Yeah, he has it right up 10 minutes from here.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that.
So, really quick, can I answer a question? I know you want to go, but can I keep us here for two more minutes?
Yes.
Because I really want to answer the what is Nick's take on Flor de Oliva cigars? Because I noticed that in the last, I don't know if it was Rooster that asked it, but in the last, wherever we were in the YouTube, whatever, someone asked that question. So my take very quickly, and I'll keep it quick. In my opinion, for how much are Flor de Olivas?
Four or five bucks.
It's one of the best cigars you could buy. And this is why. It's a giant kept secret. Most bundled cigars are either short filler or Cuban sandwich, right?
Yes.
You could attest to that most of them are. Oliva's bundle is not. Yep. It's long filler tobacco. So it's a premium cigar. Would you attest to that? We've all smoked them.
Yep.
It's a premium cigar at a bundle price. Now, with that said, there are bundles that are cheaper. Lots of bundles that are cheaper. But they're not long filler.
Yep. Right.
So my take on it is I think they're great. They're a little bit more expensive than most bundles, but what you're getting is a long filler cigar, which is a premium cigar at a bundle price.
And the benefit to you is that the cigar won't burn as fast as a Cuban sandwich or the short filler.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a consistent blend. They're going to taste the same from cigar to cigar, and there won't be as much variance or wavering. And I've said this before in videos, as far as bundled cigar goes, the Flor de Oliva Maduro is like the best one.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I mean, my Rico Baratas, I'm very protective of them. I love them. They are they do use short filler in them. They're a bundled cigar, but they're also $3. So if you want a long filler premium cigar to put in your humidor, Flor de Oliva. Okay.
That's a great question. So thank you for asking it. Sorry to.
All right. Sywell says, is there a reason that the code isn't working on the Serie V Melania Maduro Toro box? It's only going to work on what's at that link when you click it. So if you click the link below this video, it'll work on everything there. I couldn't include everything in that, so Melania is not included, and probably those Serie V Melania Maduros, but you can get other Serie Vs, the regular Serie V, and Kane and Nub and Serie O and Serie G, and all the other stuff is all there. You guys go down, get that extra 38% off those cigars and singles and packs and boxes, and make sure you get your tickets for HabanoCon, because if you want a deal on the Serie V Maduro, by God, this man will have one for you at that event.
Absolutely.
It's going to be an absolute blast. And I want to thank all of you so much for joining us tonight. This has been a great episode.
Yeah, this was fantastic. I had a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Have a great week. This is Tim and the whole crew signing off for Cigars Daily. I'll see you next Monday.
Thanks, guys.
And live your lives. Mm-hmm.